You're listening to the BYU Idaho Radio Morning Headlines Podcast. I'm Noah Farley. Here are your morning headlines for Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. The Idaho Falls Community Food Basket is inviting everyone to an ice cream fundraiser this week. According to East Idaho News, someone broke into the food bank and stole keys, tools, electronics, and items from the kitchen. The burglar broke a window with a tire jack and entered through the kitchen, causing between $3,000 and $5,000 worth of damage. The All-You-Can-Eat Ice Cream Social is happening on Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. It will be $10 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under. Raffle tickets will also be available for various prizes that will be given away that night. Raffle tickets are $1 apiece or 6 tickets for $5. All of the proceeds will be used to purchase a security system and replace the stolen items. This year's Strengthening Families Training Institute in Boise is highlighting the importance of positive experiences for children. According to Rocky Mountain News Service, Robert Sedge is a pediatrician at Tufts Medical Center's Floating Hospital for Children in Boston and the conference's keynote speaker. He helped develop the Healthy Outcomes from Positive Experiences, or HOPE, framework.
Our goal is to transform the care of children from one that focuses on deficits and problems to one that begins by understanding and supporting sources of family and individual strengths and stamina.
Sedge says the HOPE framework focuses on four kinds of experiences: stable and secure relationships, safe environments, community engagement, and opportunities for emotional growth. The conference, presented by the Idaho Children's Trust Fund and Prevent Child Abuse Idaho, takes place on Tuesday and Wednesday. Ashley Stallings is head of the Upper Valley Child Advocacy Center, which is in Rigby, and serves Southeast Idaho. She is a trained HOPE facilitator. Stallings says Rigby experienced a school shooting in 2021, and that highlighted the need to focus on positive experiences.
There's always a way to provide these positive childhood experiences to these children, and they don't have to be big, huge things. They're as simple as listening to a child.
Sedge says the pandemic has been hard for children, especially their need to feel engaged in their community when people couldn't gather. But he says there was another side to the experience.
Families were remarkably resilient during the pandemic, so that parents and kids spent a lot of time together, did a lot of fun things together, and actually, right at the moment, families grew closer.
The training event is Tuesday and Wednesday in downtown Boise. For more information, go to IdahoChildrensTrustFund.org. The open house dates for the Moses Lake Washington Temple have been released. According to the Church Newsroom, the First Presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced that the public open house for the Moses Lake Washington Temple will start on August 4th and run until August 19th. The temple will be dedicated on September 17th in two sessions, one at 10 a.m. and another at 1:30 p.m. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles will preside at the dedication. The dedicatory sessions will be broadcast to all the units in the Moses Lake Washington Temple District. Church President Russell M. Nelson announced the temple in April 2019. It will be the fourth operating temple in Washington State, along with the Richland, Seattle, and Spokane temples. There are about 290,000 Latter-day Saints in Washington in more than 520 congregations. Thanks for listening to the Morning Headlines for Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. I'm Noah Farley. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.